نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته ومن تمسك بدينه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. The time is 5:03. It is the sixth day of Dhul Hijjah, inshallah ta'ala, 1417, corresponding with the 13th day of April, 1997 CE, after Salatul Asr in Masjid al-Muslimin in Brooklyn, New York, and the subject is the Ahkam, the Adab, and the Bid'ah of Salatul Istikhara, the principles, the etiquette, and the innovative, destructive aspects of Salatul Istikhara. Before we begin, we'd just like to mention that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has revealed this Quran as a guidance to human beings. And in that guidance is the way of life called Al-Islam. And Al-Islam, as we all know, is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us to worship Him. This is the reason that we are created. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the jinn nor the humans except that they should worship me. And when we have been given this, or as we have been given this ni'mah from Allah and this fadl from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which is called Islam, to worship Allah, we have also been given the modality and the methodology and the ways and means to worship Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. This book that he revealed, the Quran, is primarily a book of al-huda, of guidance. And were it not for Allah sending it down in its various aspects of worship, the various aspects of worship which are contained in it, we would have been exactly the way we were before we received it, which is dalloon, which is astray. Probably worse than the animals. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this mercy called the Quran. In it, it is a guidance for those who have taqwa, as Allah says, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is the book in which there is guidance, and there is no doubt, no doubt whatsoever, it is a guidance for those who have taqwa. So we begin, inshallah, with this important issue called Salatul Istikhara. The word Al-Istikhara, according to the Arabic language, comes from the fi'l and o. Before we begin, no questions whatsoever during this lesson. No questions. All the questions will be dealt with tomorrow, inshallah. No questions whatsoever. None, not one, inshallah. Because the questions have already been prepared. And probably whatever you're going to ask, we already have the question laid out with the answer from the ulama. And if we come across one that wasn't answered, then you can ask. But other than that, it's going to slow us down if you ask questions. It's going to not only slow us down, but it's going to make a detour on the format, how we want to present this. So inshallah, no questions from the brothers or the sisters or the children, inshallah, or not even from myself. And we know what category I fall in. Okay. A trick question. The word al-istikhara, lughatan, linguistically, comes from the fi'l al-khayra or khara. It is from the verb on the form or the pattern of istif'al. Istif'al. Istif'ala yastif'ilu istif'al. Istikhara yastikhiru istikhara. Or, as some people say, it comes from al-khiyara. Al-khiyara. With the kasra on the kha and the fatha on the ya. Khiyaratu. Khiyara al-khiyaratu. Or al-khayru. Al-khayru is the opposite of ash-sharru. Al-khayru is the opposite of ash-sharru. Good, or khayr, meaning good, is the opposite of ash-sharr, which is evil. The word khiyara, of which some say that the word istikhara comes from, besides the word khayr, which means good, the word khiyaratun has the meaning of either A, something that is select, that is selected, that is prime, or something that is elite, or something that is chosen. It also has the meaning of a decision, or having an opinion. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَخِيَرْتُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَعْتِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدَ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. It is not befitting for a male or a female believer that when a matter has been decided by Allah that they have any khira, they have any option of a decision if they want any type of other decision or any type of opinion, opinionated decision based on an opinion after Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has already decided on a matter. And whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger, then they are clearly far, far astray. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is khiyaratullah from his creation. He is the khiyaratu of Allah, khiyaratun of Allah, which is the chosen, elite, prime pick from Allah's creation. This is one of the meanings of the word that istikhara comes from, the word khayr meaning good, or khayra meaning elite, or something that was primely picked and selected and is above other things. So linguistically, the word al-istikhara means seeking something of good from two issues, of which the person is in need of one of them. This is the linguistic meaning of al-istikhara. It's a noun that means talabul khayr al-amrayni liman ihtaja ila ahadihima. It means selecting or seeking the good of two issues or two concerns for that person or that one who is in need of one of those things. So you would say, for instance, استخر الله يخير لك. استخر الله يخير لك. If you seek the good from Allah, Allah will give you the good. If you seek the good from Allah, Allah will give you the good. As for the meaning of al-istikhara shar'an, the religious meaning of al-istikhara, the technical religious meaning of al-istikhara is هِيَ صَلَاةُ رَكَعَتَيْنِ مِنْ غَيْرِ الصَّلَوَاتِ الْمَفْرُوضَةِ مَعَ دُعَاءٍ مَخْصُوصٍ فِيهِ سُؤَالُ خَيْرِ فِعْلِ شَيْءٍ مَشْرُوعٍ أَوْ تَرْكِهِ. It is that salah of two raka'ah of non-obligatory prayers accompanied by a specified dua, which has in the dua the inquiry or the solicitation of good, of a good legislated action or leaving off a legislated act. We'll say this again. It is a salah of two raka'ah of non-obligatory prayer. This is the religious meaning of al-istikhara. It is a salah of two raka'ah. Salatu raka'atayni min ghayr salawat al-mafruḍa among the non-obligatory prayers. Ma'a du'a'in makhsusin. Accompanied with a specific dua, supplication, a specified supplication. And in that specified supplication is the request or the question you're asking, the request from the human being to Allah for something that is either legal, the good of something that is legal, or something that has been legislated to leave off. That is something that is legal that you can leave off. In other words, there are five ahkam for everything in Islam. For everything. There's either wajib, haram, mustahab, makruh, or mubah. Regarding Salatul Istikhara, there's only one thing out of those five ahkam that you can make Salatul Istikhara for. This is basically what this meaning is. And that is those things that are mubah, that are halal. You can't make Salatul Istikhara for something wajib. You can't make Salatul Istikhara for something that's haram. You can't make Salatul Istikhara for something that is mustahab. You can't make Salatul Istikhara for something that is makruh. You can only make Salatul Istikhara from those things that are halal. Because if it's wajib, you don't have a choice. If it's haram, you don't have a choice. If it's mustahab and makruh, you don't have a choice. You can only make Salatul Istikhara for those things that are mubah or halal. That's the first thing we wanted to mention. As for the mashru'iyyah, the legality of Salatul Istikhara, the ulama say that al-istikhara has been confirmed and substantiated and authenticated by the hadith. Can you hear this outside, brother? Excuse me, Akhi. Could you hear this outside? Oh, okay. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. It has been confirmed and authenticated by the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari. Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari. Where he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or he said, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وفي رواية النبي وفي رواية النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم which is another Bukhari يعلمنا and another narration يعلمنا أصحابه الاستخارة في الأمور كلها كما يعلمنا السورة من القرآن يقول and another narration يقول لنا that's in الترمذي إذا هم أحدكم بالأمر فليركع ركعتين من غير الفريضة ثم يقول وفي رواية يقول which is in البخاري اللهم إني أستخيرك بعلمك وأستقدرك وفي رواية وأستعينك as it comes in the collection of النسائي بقدرتك وأسألك من فضلك العظيم فإنك تقدر ولا أقدر وتعلم ولا أعلم وأنت علام الغيوب اللهم إن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر ثم يسميه بعينه which is in al-Bukhari وفي رواية another narration فيسميه ما كان من شيء ابن ماجة خير لي في ديني ومعاشي ومعادي as collected by الترمذي وعاقبة أمري أو قال عاجل أمري وآجله فاقدره لي ويسره لي ثم بارك لي فيه وإن And in the riwayah of al-Tirmidhi, Allahumma in kunta ta'lamu anna hadha al-amr sharrun li fi dini wa ma'ashi wa aqibati amri aw qala fi ajli amri wa ajlihi fasrifhu anni wasrifni anhu waqdur li al-khayra haythu kan thumma ardini and another narration that is collected by al-Bukhari raddini bihi qal wa yusammi And we'll come back to the English translation of this because if you notice there are quite a few narrations that are interwoven into this one narration, some by Bukhari and others. I took the time to try to find every place that I could where Salatul Istikhara was mentioned in English so that we who don't have the Arabic language could go back home and check our books so we can know exactly when we have to make the Salatul Istikhara, we can know exactly where to find it in at least one of these books that we might have in our home libraries. In Al-Bukhari, we find this Salatul Istikhara in volume 2, pages 145 through 147. Volume 2, in Al-Bukhari, pages 145 through
chapter 27, chapter 27, hadith number 263, volume 2, pages 145 through 147, chapter 27, hadith number 263, and this is in Al-Bukhari. Imam Al-Bukhari, rahmatullahi alayhi, he also categorized this hadith, or I should say, this Salatul Istikhara, the hadith pertaining to it, in volume 8. And for volume 2, it's in the book of Tahajjud. And volume 8 is in the book of Ad-Da'awat, the book of supplications and invocations. Volume 8, also in Al-Bukhari, pages 259 and 260 in volume 8 of Al-Bukhari. Chapter 50, hadith number 391, volume 8, pages 259 and 260. Chapter 50, hadith number 391. And also in Al-Bukhari, volume 9, pages 361 and 362. 361 and 362. In volume 9 of Al-Bukhari, chapter 10, hadith number 487, volume 9, pages 361 and 362, chapter 10, hadith 487, also in Abu Dawood, in the Sunan of Abi Dawood, volume 1, I found it on page 399, This is all English translations we're talking about now. These are all the English translations. Volume 1 of the Sunan of Abi Dawood, page 399, chapter 517. Chapter 517, hadith number 1533. 1533. Also in the English translation of Fiqh al-Sunnah by Sayyid Sabiq, volume 2, pages 32 and 33, volume 2 of Fiqh al-Sunnah in English. Also I found it in the book called The Muslim Supplication Throughout the Day and Night by Siddiqa Sharafuddin. The Muslim Supplication Throughout the Day and Night by Siddiqa Sharafuddin. Page 72. I also found it in Authentic Supplications of the Prophet, alayhi salam. Authentic Supplications of the Prophet by Waleed K.S. Al-Isa, pages 57 through 59. Pages 57 through 59. Now, we won't discuss, I've decided not to talk about the takhrij of this hadith, because it would probably not benefit most of us, if not all of us. The takhrij of the hadith of Salat al-Istikhara, or the different variations of the hadith of Salat al-Istikhara, the takhrij of the hadith means the grading of the hadith. Which ones are authentic, which ones are not authentic, why they're authentic, why they're not authentic. So of no use for us, because it's English. And the takhrij would not do us any good in the English language, because it's in Arabic. So we're going to move right along, inshaAllah ta'ala, and go straight to the meat. And the meat The next meat that we like to chew on, inshallah, is the meaning of the hadith itself, the meaning of the dua. The meaning of the dua. The sharh of the hadith. We know that the hadith is on the authority of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And we all know that Jabir radiallahu anhu was one of the famous companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he accepted Islam before Al-Hijrah, as we mentioned in the Purification of the Soul class by way of Riyadu Salihin. When we gave his biography, a brief biography of him, we said that he was born before Al-Hijrah. And we also said that he himself, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was of the Ansar. In fact, his name was Jabir ibn Abdullah ibn Haram al-Ansari al-Salami. He was a Sahabi, and his father was a Sahabi. And he participated in 19 expeditions. As he himself said, غَزَوْتُ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ تِسْعَ عَشْرَةَ غَزْوَةً وَلَمْ أَشْهُدْ بَدْرًا وَلَا أُحُدًا مَنَعَنِي أَبِي فَلَمَّا قُتِلَ أَبِي بِأُحُدْ لَمْ أَتَخَلَّفْ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي غَزْوَةٍ قَطٌّ رواه مسلم. That I participated in expeditions with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam 19 times, but I didn't participate in Badr nor Uhud, because my father prohibited me from doing that. But when my father died, I never ever stayed away from any of the battles or expeditions ever. This is the narrator of that hadith, Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, and he died and he is buried in Al Madinah. He died at 94 years of age. And he is one of the Al Mukathirun fil Hadith, one of the ones who narrated the most hadith. And he narrated exactly 1,540 hadiths, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'een. May Allah be pleased with them all. The beginning of the hadith from Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu that we'll find in those places that we just cited begins as thus, as such. قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلمنا الاستخارة في الأمور كلها. That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach us al-istikhara, the way he used to teach us, or he used to teach us al-istikhara in all affairs. He used to teach us al-istikhara in all affairs. According to the ulama, the meaning of this statement is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach the Sahaba Salat al-Istikhara and the Dua of Salat al-Istikhara, to seek that which is best and to seek the good of an affair in their affairs. And the statement that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach us Salat al-Istikhara in al-Umuri kulliha, in the affairs, all the affairs, it seems as though that this is a general statement, but in actuality it has some specificity, inshallah, that we'll discuss later on. Then the next statement is that Jabir radiallahu anhu said, كَمَا يُعَلِّمُنَا السُّورَةَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ, like he used to teach us a surah from the Qur'an. Like he used to teach us a surah from the Qur'an. He used to teach us Salat al-Istikhara in all affairs, as he used to teach us, or like he used to teach us, just like he used to teach us a surah from the Qur'an. The meaning of this is that the Qur'an
is not recited unless the person has collected all the aspects of their heart. Collected all the aspects of their heart, meaning that their heart is totally attentive. The Quran should not be read unless the person has their undivided attention to what they are reading. It shouldn't be just reciting or reading and looking at the length of their clothes or looking at somebody walking by. Or they should be paying. Their heart should be collected, as we say, their undivided attention. They should give all their heart to the Quran. And this is the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, as he mentioned in the hadith, اقرأوا القرآن ما اختلفت عليه قلوبكم فإذا اختلفت فقوموا عنه. أو كما قاله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Read the Quran as long as your hearts agree upon it. But when you start disagreeing, then leave it off. So this shows that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was concerned about when we read the Quran and when we study the Quran, that we should have collected thoughts. Our hearts should be on one thing and one thing only, and we shouldn't be dispersed in our attempt to read the kalam of Allah or the words of Allah. And one of the ulama of Islam, Ibn Abi Jamra, rahimahullah, he said that perhaps the similitude that's mentioned in this hadith from Jabir, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to teach us Salatul Istikhara in all of our affairs, similar to or like he used to teach us a surah from the Quran, he says perhaps, looking at it from different aspects, perhaps the meaning of like here, the word like here or similar to, could mean from the point of preserving the letters and the arrangement of the surah or the Salatul Istikhara itself. Because, as he says, it's not permissible to rearrange the letters of the Quran, the words and the letters of the Quran. For instance, or Salatul Istikhara, just like the Quran. For instance, with the Quran, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for instance, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةِ. So, fear the fire which has been prepared. The fuel of it is men and stones. So fear the fire of which the fuel of it is men and stones. It's not permissible now to say, for instance, when Allah says, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ. When you have a fat, even though linguistically and syntactically you can say وَاتَّقُ النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ, you can use the wow instead of using the fat. If you said وَاتَّقُ النَّارَ, it could mean the same thing as فَاتَّقُ النَّارَ with the fat. But it's not permissible to change that without permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, when Allah says فَاتَّقُ النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ, so fear the fire of which the fuel of it is men and stones, it's not permissible for us to say فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا الْحِجَارَةُ وَالنَّاسِ. So fear the fire of which the fuel is stones and men. It's not permissible to do that. So one of the meanings of, according to Ibn Abi Jamra, one of the meanings of, he used to teach us Salatul Istikhara like he used to teach us a surah of the Quran, one of the meanings, the possible meanings, could be, is that the istikhara prayer, please listen, wa alaykum salam, that the istikhara prayer is so important that you can't use different words. You can't use different words. Which points to the fact that it is not istikhara if you don't say what the Messenger of Allah received from Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is one of the big problems that Muslims are having, because they claim to be making Salatul Istikhara and they just throw their hands up in the air like they just don't care, and they say whatever they want to say that comes to their hearts. And this is not permissible. Whereas it's permissible to say some other things in other du'a. You can say whatever you want. But Salat al-Istikhara, you have to say exactly what was revealed. And the reason why is because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows what's best for His creatures. He knows what's best for His creatures, and He knows what lies on the road ahead of Him. And He chose the best thing for us to say. And the best thing for us to say is what Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Qurashi al-Hashimi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ordered us to say. So the ulama, they don't differ. There's no difference of opinion among them if you can change a fa with a wow, or a wow with a fa, or rearrange the words. It's not permissible to recite it any other way except way that it was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a possible meaning of, one of the possible meanings of, that He used to teach us Salat al-Istikhara or al-Istikhara in all affairs, like He used to teach us a surah from the Quran. Another possible meaning is that it is prohibited to increase on those words or decrease on those words. Meaning, it's impermissible to add to the wordings of the istikhara or delete any of the words of al istikhara. And we mentioned in the beginning that we were going to give a translation of the narration that we mentioned, and we'll notice that one of the narrations that we read earlier is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma إني أستخيرك بعلمك وأستقدرك بقدرتك. O Allah, I seek the good from Your knowledge, and I seek the power from, or the power from, the might from Your power. But there's another narration that says, وأستعينك, and I seek Your assistance. So it's permissible, and that one is collected by Imam al-Nasa'i, so it's permissible to add وَأَسْتَعِينُكَ because we have a text. Other than that, it would not be permissible to add or subtract, just like you can't add and subtract to the Quran. And this could be possibly one of the possible meanings of He used to teach us istikhara, like He used to teach us a surah from the Quran. Another possible meaning Yes, but no more questions. Another possible meaning of this particular statement, and He used to teach us al-istikhara in all affairs, like He used to teach us a surah from the Quran, and we're not taking any questions, inshallah, is the lack of, or the non-existent nature of the obligation of Salat al-Istikhara. What we mean by that is that all of the Quran in Salah, all of the Quran in Salah, and all of the Quran itself, even outside of Salah, except Al-Fatiha, is mustahab to memorize. It's not obligatory to memorize all of the Quran, any of the surahs in the Quran, except for Al-Fatiha. It's obligatory for us to memorize Al-Fatiha. So the statement, He used to teach us Salat al-Istikhara or Al-Istikhara in all our affairs, like He used to teach us a surah from the Quran, could lend the meaning that al-istikhara is wajib to memorize. Because the word al-Quran here might mean al-Fatiha. Meaning, He taught us Salat al-Istikhara like he taught us a surah from the Quran, meaning the surah here meaning Al-Fatiha. Al-Fatiha. Because that is the only surah in the Quran that is obligatory for us to memorize. And no other surah is obligatory except for Ummul Quran. So here the word surah, here the word surah could mean Suratul Fatiha min al-Quran. This is the way some of the ulama look at it. Because of the importance of Salat al-Istikhara, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying that, Jabir was saying that the Messenger of Allah taught us al-Istikhara like he used to teach us al-Fatiha. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alright? Another meaning that could be conveyed from this is by way of importance and verification. Importance and verification, and not leaving off the istikhara out of great respect for it because of the nature and the sublime nature of Salat al-Istikhara. So it could mean by saying surah from a surah min al-Quran, or that he taught us al-istikhara and all affairs like he taught us a surah from the Quran. He could have used it this way, some of the ulama say, to show the importance of Salat al-Istikhara. This is another possible rendering of that meaning, to show us the importance of Salat al-Istikhara and that we shouldn't leave it off, and the barakat that we're going to get. The barakat that we're going to get from memorizing and learning Salat al-Istikhara. Another possible meaning of he used to teach us al-Istikhara like he used to teach us a surah from the Quran could mean by virtue of the fact that it is revelation from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that a surah from the Quran is also revelation, and that it's not from Allah, not from Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning that the words of al-istikhara, it's possible that the meaning of this is possible that the very words that the Messenger of Allah said is not from the Messenger of Allah. Why? It's because he said he used to teach us al-istikhara like he used to teach us a surah from the Quran. And we know that Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا يَنْتِقَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ, that he does not speak of his own desire, but it is revelation in which he's inspired with. So since the Quran is revelation, and the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some ulama say, one of the possible meanings of he taught us al-istikhara like he taught us a surah from the Quran, means that the words that you find in al-Bukhari, and Abu Dawood, and Nasa'i, and Ibn Majah, in those places that collect this hadith, are not the words of the Prophet, but they're actually the words of Allah. Actually the words of Allah, revelation, deemed as they are the Quran, or equal to the Quran, and Allah knows best. Another possible meaning of he used to teach us al-istikhara like he used to teach us a surah from the Quran could pertain to teaching and preserving Salat al-Istikhara, or the Istikhara prayer. That is so important that each and every one of us should be very busy trying to make sure that nobody forgets Salat the dua of al-Istikhara, that we preserve it and we protect it and we teach it, like we preserve and protect and teach Al-Quran. And this is indicated in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, "Hamil al-Quran is mithlu sahib al-ibl al-mu'allaqa," that the conveyor of the Quran or the carrier of the Quran, sallina, salatul aslam, that the conveyor of the Quran or the carrier of the Quran or the memorizer of the Quran, he should memorize it and he should take close attention to it, like, and tie it down like a camel. He ties a camel. Because if he doesn't, it will run away from him. So some of the ulama say that the meaning of this that he used to teach us, Salatul Istikhara or Al Istikhara, like he used to teach us the surah from the Quran, could mean that we should be so vigil on memorizing it and preserving it that no one should be walking around saying they believe in Allah on the last day and not know it. No one, no Muslim should be walking through this world, this short, mundane, temporal existence, because of the importance of al-istikhara in our everyday lives and not know it. No Muslim should be having to make salat al-istikhara with a book in front of their faces. That's basically what it's saying. You should know it like you know al-fatiha. And you should preserve it and teach it to your children, to your wives, and for those sisters who know more than their husbands, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, to their husbands. No one should not know by heart the dua of al-istikhara. And another possible meaning or rendering of he taught us al-istikhara like he taught us a surah from the Quran is that the intent could be that which appeared in the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu concerning tashahud. Because if we remember the narration, like Shaykh Nasr al-Albani brings in his book description of the Prophet's prayer alayhi salam, he said, عَلَّمَنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ التَّشَهُدَ كَفَى بَيْنَ كَفَّي وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ أَخَذَتْ تَشَهُدَ أَخَذْتُ تَشَهُدَ مِنْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَلِمَةً كَلِمَةً. That the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to teach us, he taught me, Ibn Mas'ud said, he taught me التَّشَهُد. And while I was between his shoulders. In other words, I used to sit right in front of him. He used to sit right in front of me and make sure I was close to him and teach me at-tashahud. So when the Messenger of Allah says, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's companion says, that the Messenger of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, used to teach me tashahud, and another narration, he used to teach me word by word, meaning paying close vigil to how I memorized it or how I learned it, that same statement is similar to the statement كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلمنا الاستخارة في الأمور كلها كما يعلمنا الصورة من القرآن. That the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to teach us صلاة الاستخارة like he used to teach us a surah from the Quran. And all affairs like he used to teach us a surah from the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. As for the next statement, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إِذَا هَمَّ أَحَدُكُمْ بِالْأَمْرِ. When any of you has an important matter, the meaning of this is that when any of you have a matter from among the matters of the dunya or the akhirah, and he doesn't know, and he's not going to know, she doesn't know, and there's no way she can know, the aqibah, or the result of that issue, or he doesn't know what's going to be the outcome, for instance, like on a trip, or if he's going to build a building, or if he's going to get married, or something like that. This is the meaning of when any of you has an important affair. Because the eating and the drinking, etc., these things are not in need of salat al-istikhara. But issues like traveling, marriage, divorce, traveling, these types of things are in need of al-istikhara. And this is what is meant by إِذَا هَمَّ أَحَدُكُمْ الْأَمْرِ. If any of you has an important affair, this is the meaning of it, and Allah knows best. As for the meaning, فَلْيَرْكَعْ رَكَعَتَيْنِ مِنْ غَيْرِ الْفَرِيضَةِ, then he or she should pray two raka'ah of non-obligatory prayer. The meaning of this is that he should pray two raka'ah from the already established, well-known, obligatory prayers, not from the fard prayers, from the nawafil. And the wisdom in this is that the dua that we have in this salah, has connected to it, has connected to it that which other salah don't have. For instance, Salat al-Fajr doesn't have specified dua that you say for Salat al-Fajr that are going to